Yes.
Hello.
We were having this conversation once again. This is a buddy of mine. He is an ex-special forces operator. I was with him for 8 years or so in the military, 7 years in the military, something like that. I don't know. I was in there for too long with him. He's kind of a piece of shit, but it's no big deal. He spent a lot of time in Ukraine, and he just smacked the shit out of the mics if you heard there.
I didn't move it.
He didn't move it, but he spent a lot of time in Ukraine and Afghanistan. We've done on two tours together, Iraq, and it doesn't really matter. So there you go. We're going to have a conversation. I know when you watch these TikTok videos, people always have a conversation about, oh my God, you're taking all the natural resources from China. Or excuse me, not China. Afghanistan. Why are you guys there? You guys are taking the oil. Oh my God. It's always the people with the purple hair and the round sunglasses, the weird mustaches, and drinking their IPAs. They have absolutely no idea what's really going on in the world. So we were about to start a piece. And I said, pause, shut your mouth. We're about to talk about it. So that's what's going to happen right now. So China. China. How does Trump say it? That's pretty much about it. He says China. China wants Afghanistan and is friends with Afghanistan for many reasons. One being natural resources. I'm going to let you take it. By the way, I haven't seen an oil field personally in Afghanistan. So if you think that there is one, please let us know. He spent almost, I don't know how many more months or a year than me.
I've spent years in that country.
And we haven't never seen one. So there's one thing that China loves other than money and controlling the Uyghurs.
All right.
And communism. But.
So let's.
You hit it. Do it.
Okay, man. If you want to dive in the story, and this is 100% Matt's conspiracy theory, right? Like I can base this on facts of things that we know. We can put the people in the places, and I'm going to let you draw the own lines. All right. I'm going to let you draw your own lines. Mm-hmm. Hunter Biden. Everybody loves to talk trash on Hunter Biden because he's a drug addict and everything, but it's a fact that he took part in those Ukrainian oil companies.
And he has no teeth.
He's got teeth.
Well, they're fake.
Oh, they are? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're fake.
It's better for sucking dick. So, which he's been doing a lot of. So, and I don't, and not just Russian dick, Chinese dick. All right, now hear me out on this.
Okay, I mean, like, you go ahead, said it, yeah.
Like, hear me out on this. Okay, so we've got Hunter Biden getting millions, being appointed to the board of that company, right, the oil company.
Okay.
Receiving millions of dollars, fact. Transitional data exists for that to have happened.
Okay.
While his dad was current President Biden was Vice President. Vice President, yeah. All right, now, okay, we have same time frame, all right, when his dad was in office, we have Hunter Biden going on Air Force Two over to China.
Yes.
And when Hunter Biden is in China and Joe Biden's asked about it, Joe Biden just goes, oh, I don't know what he was doing. Like he just cut his fucking drug addict son that he fucking helped get appointed to an oil company loose in China. And Joe Biden doesn't know a fucking thing that's going on.
All right.
Okay. So that's his stance.
Poking the bear here. I get it. Keep going.
Okay. That's his stance. Let's fast forward a little bit.
Okay. Fast forward.
Afghanistan.
Yep.
What do we know that Afghanistan has?
Lots of natural resources.
Lots of natural resources.
Rubies and rocks. And
diamonds. As we
I don't
have,
know about diamonds. But,
yeah. And as we have already previously discussed.
Iron ore.
Emeralds.
Basically everything.
Every lithium.
Oh, tons of lithium, which is a big deal in China.
Which is a huge deal right now.
Okay.
Lithium is huge right now.
Okay. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I think we've established Afghanistan has a lot of shit. A lot of people can eat.
Keep going. That's what
that's there for. It's a pinata stick. So. Now we have Hunter Biden that's been in China, and he's going off, and he's meeting with these head Chinese officials, and Biden's like, I don't know what the fuck he's doing. And all of a sudden, Biden gets put in office. What is one of the first things this motherfucker does when he's in office?
Well, you're about to tell me, so go ahead.
Pulls us out of Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Pulls us out of Afghanistan. And to the point, like, not just, like, a respectful withdrawal, but, like, tuck tail, get the fuck out, leave all of our shit there, right? Like, even Trump said, like, he knew Milley was an idiot. Milley tried telling him that it was cheaper just to leave all the aircraft there than filling it up with gas.
Oh my God. Have you seen that video?
Oh, it's hilarious.
That video is hilarious. Have you seen the video? Have you seen this? Yeah. I mean, he literally says that. And then Trump goes, that's when I knew he was a f-ing idiot.
Yes.
Literally.
That's his words.
His words come out of his mouth. It was actually really funny. Keep going.
So, all right. So Hunter Biden, Ukraine, mm-hmm. collusion with Russia. Check.
Done.
China off on his own. Probably not smoking meth. I mean, he might have been smoking some meth, but he was probably doing some other shit. He was over there meeting with other people, right? So now Joe Biden takes office, and we have something that any private can see. Any private in the military with any tactical experience knows. One, shutting down Bagram was a huge mistake.
Yes.
Right? Two, that HKIA, like I spent some time on HKIA. It is one of the most unsecure airports. Rob, I shit you not. I have literally...
I've never been there, have I?
I haven't. I don't think you have.
No, I haven't.
I have literally drove... I shit you not. I have literally drove a Jeep, like an open top, like not like Hilux, but you know, like those white Jeep looking things over there. I have filled one of those with explosives and driven it right past the aircraft terminal. I no shit just drove it like 1,000 miles an hour up the like side of the runway with a fucking Jeep full of explosives and then just kind of crept past the air, like the terminals next to all the airplanes and stuff and drove my explosives off. There is a chain link fence on one side.
Yeah,
right. I don't want to beat this Afghan withdrawal because we all know it's, but there's a chain link on one side, right, that attaches the airport. Then there's a big runway, and then you have the military compound on the other, or the military base on the other side, which is just separated by another chain link fence. You have two chain link fences, and they're not even 10 foot. They're like 6 footers. They're like tiny little chain link fences that these dudes have separating. So we decide that that's going to be our tactical withdrawal location, which costs us 13 American lives.
Or we could have just stayed in Bagram.
Or we could have just stayed in Bagram where they can't touch us with a 10-foot pole, and we could still...
They couldn't touch us with a 100-foot pole. A 1,000-foot pole. Oh, God.
So everybody knows that was a horrible mistake.
See how mad he's getting? You guys remember me getting this mad over the same thing? I was like, why did we go to this airfield? Or this not airfield, but this civilian airport when we had Bagram? And we could have used Bagram.
Bagram's a fortress.
It's huge.
It's a fucking fortress.
And what I mean by so big, it has its own police force within it. It is that big. Like, you get into Bagram and you have no idea. Like, am I, like, what is going on?
I have spent.
You have no idea.
Because they used to shut down, and vets that are listening will know, Route Disney, right? Remember Route Disney? It's that main road that runs down Bagram where, like, everybody used to walk up and down to get to the fucking PX and all the other bullshit. Whatever.
People with PT belts and shit.
Yeah, right. So, one of the last couple times I was over there, they shut down fucking Route Disney, right, for PT in the morning, and they were running around. And this is actually, I think this might have been 2016 when they had the suicide
That's
bombing
how big
actually
it is.
Take
they
place.
Literally have people shutting down routes. Right. And like they're running
it
PT
took me over an hour because they shut this down, and I was in a F-350 pickup. It took me over an hour to make my way all the way around to get to where I needed to go. An hour of driving huge. On this base is fucking huge.
Yeah, but we could have used Bagram as actually a launching point to go into China if we had to. We could have used it as
the airfield could land anything in our arsenal.
Anything. Like I don't think people realize when we talk about Bagram, like you literally could use it as a launching point for anything in China or in that area.
Iran,
anything. I'm talking anywhere in the world. And the crazy part is we have hubs, not nearly that size, in so many different places. He's been to the ones in Africa. They're not nearly, they can't be that big. The ones in the Philippines can't be that big. Japan's got a massive base, of course. Taiwan, we're just tied into. But we have hubs all over the planet. There was no reason for us to get rid of that.
And there is a reason that our country, right, like after every war leaves a residual force behind. We're still in Germany. We're still in South
Everywhere.
Korea.
Everywhere.
The Commonwealth of the Northern Marianas.
Think about Hiroshima. We literally almost decimated the entire fucking island of Japan.
We're still there.
And now we're still there.
I digress.
Okay.
I think we've made our point.
Yes, we did.
It was fucking stupid. We gave up a fortress and we went to one chain link. We sandwiched ourselves between chain link fences.
Sorry we went on a rant there. Go back. China.
Wants to
be in.
Right. So now we have the Afghan president that loads up his aircraft and turns it over to the Taliban. Right. So he takes his fucking payout. He was
50 million.
Takes his fucking payout. He rolls out. Tells his troops to stand down and go to the Taliban. Do you know the first government that officially recognized the Taliban as the government of Afghanistan after our withdrawal? Starts with a C and ends with China.
Yeah, I always waited for you to say it, but I guess.
Fucking China.
No, I know, because they actually were doing the meetings prior, like 2 weeks prior to the actual takeover.
It was 100% staged.
They were still doing that.
It was 100% staged. Yeah. And so China now comes in and they recognize the Taliban, right, as the official government. And who do you think is now going to have all the mining for Afghanistan? Who do you think is going to pull all that lithium? Who do you think is going to pull all of that natural resource
out
of that country?
Who is expanding the Silk Road? Who do you think is expanding all the road systems going into the only sliver
now,
of China
who do you
that
think,
goes into?
Now, who the do you think is getting paid for that? Do you honestly think that our president was that fucking dumb that he did not realize when that happened? While he goes and he's meeting with China during his presidency and sends his fucking son off to go meet up with fucking Chinese companies, do you honestly think that they were not talking about the fucking future? That they were like, cool, bro, you want to smoke some meth? Like, is that really what they were talking with Hunter Biden about? That's what I want to fucking know. It's pretty clear to me what happened. Like, 100% clear. Like I said, this is Matt's conspiracy theory, but it's pretty fucking clear. Like, there's no other dot to connect.
I'm just here. I'm listening to you.
Right.
I'm here for you at this point.
Right.
I'm looking at
and,
you.
And so now we have bullshit sanctions that he puts out.
Yes.
Right? We have bullshit sanctions that he puts out against Russia. We know those sanctions aren't going to do a damn thing.
Yes.
Right? We know that he has already got ties through this oil company. And this is something a lot of people don't understand. Like, these oil companies, right? Like a lot of the supplies that were going into Eastern Ukraine, oil supplies and stuff like that, that were coming out. There's a pipeline. There's all sorts of other shit. But oil over there is a huge deal. And so it is very possible for that oil company to have ties with Russia as well. And so now you have like a very high probability that this dude's kid is working with both these communist countries and allowing all of this to happen. Do you think it's just by happenstance that Russia's building up on the border right now? Do you think it's just by happenstance that we pulled out of Afghanistan and we're like, you know what, we're going to wipe our hands of this? And for people to say, because the argument's going to come out in whatever comment section, whatever that you have, the argument's going to come out and be like, well, Biden was just completing Trump's withdrawal from Afghanistan, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that a million times. But the thing is,
Biden's the commander-in-chief.
No, it did not matter. If Trump set a date... And you're the guy that's in charge, and you're like, you know what? This is not the right time to withdraw.
It's your job to
fix
it.
All you have to do is say, you know what? We're going to extend it.
Like, he's sitting there, and he's willing to trash talk Trump on every other. And I'm not a Trumper, and I'm not a Biden guy.
But they still do it to this day.
Right. But if you're going to sit there, and you're going to trash on Trump for every decision, you're going to flip over every single political decision that he made, and then you're going to push blame on him for one of the undoubtedly the biggest military debacle in our history, while your son's getting his pockets lined with communist money, and you're going to tell me that it's Trump's fault? Dude, go fuck yourself.
He's done it a million times throughout this entire year. It's kind of funny to listen to him because it doesn't matter what the situation is. Like, for instance, here recently, with this new Omicron variant. Omicron, the new variant. The first thing that happens, he bans travel from South Africa.
Here, let me get my filter in front of you so you don't get sick.
Yeah. They literally ban the travel from South Africa. What did Joe Biden say in February of 2020, I believe it was, when it first started coming out? That it was xenophobic and racist for Trump to ban people from flying in from China. And the first thing he does is ban people from South Africa.
Did Biden say that he was offended? That it was xenophobic for flying people in from China specifically?
Yes, he said it was.
For banning Chinese?
It was xenophobic and racist of Trump to ban flights coming in from China.
I wonder why Joe Biden would want flights coming in from China.
I'm talking about back at the beginning.
I'm just saying.
I'm just throwing it out there.
But yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
And the same thing at the border, which just happened here last week. He had to bring back Trump's Remain in Mexico policy because it didn't pan out, which is so crazy. Want to throw something else out there? Why is Kamala Harris, nobody even talking about the fact that she cannot do her job correctly at the border? And no one's putting
Why hasn't she been? Hasn't she officially
gone? Literally her job was, hey, take care of the border. And we haven't even seen her do anything other than do a scripted ad with some kids and show up to a literal like school for kindergartners and just read them a book. Like, she hasn't done anything.
That border is 100% in crisis, and we're starting to see massive things, just like under Obama when they were going to open up the border, where we had those massive convoys of people traveling up and through. The same happening now.
Oh my God! I wish you lived here. We could talk about this kind of stuff all times. I was gonna bring up. I'm gonna go slightly off topic here. From what I don't even remember, we started talking about China and whatnot and Biden. Okay, that's fine. But I just thought about something, which I didn't bring up in the last episode. Because in the last episode, we were talking about him being in Ukraine. He's actually done some stuff on Ukraine. We can't exactly say what it was. But anyway, he's got he knows a lot of stuff. I've said this before in my podcast when I'm doing it by myself. I sit here and talk about myself. But why did Russia decide to mess with Obama during his administration and actually go through? Trump comes in office, does absolutely nothing.
Stalemate.
Stages on the border. He knows that if he does anything, he's going to have an issue. Biden gets in office, starts pushing all those troops to the border, legitimately. And now, within 1 year of Biden being in office, he's about to invade. Literally invade. I don't know why people can't tell and see this. The people look at how bad Trump was on Twitter and whatnot, but guess what he did? He actually forced people to stop in their tracks and not
doing what
anything.
They're doing.
Yes.
He shook hands with Rocket Man.
Yes, I get it. He shook hands with Rocket Man himself.
That's huge.
That is, but people give him a lot of I give him sometimes because he does say a lot of stupid, stupid, stupid stuff.
And here's why, though.
But he's painted as being this giant racist.
He's painted as being a giant racist and everything else because people, you got to follow the money, dude.
It's nuts.
Like, you can't
think about it. It's kind of crazy. Now I feel like I'm Alex Jonesing it up right now.
You're a fake and a fraud.
The frogs have.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's probably what I sound like, and I'm sorry. Like, it's not Alex. I'm sorry. It's not fucking Alex Jones. It's common sense things that you can look at and you can point at. I'm not saying that we never landed on the moon or any other crazy shit.
Did he actually say that?
I don't think so.
Oh, I'm
just saying. I'm not coming up with a wild conspiracy theory.
What did he say? The frogs? They're turning the frogs gay. That's what he said. And that was.
That's pretty bad.
That was kind of weird. But I was going to say, if you think about it, look, literally Obama, nothing. Or excuse me, Obama, Crimea, invasion. Trump, literally not a single word about it.
As a matter of fact, when Obama was there, that's when you started seeing those proxy wars kick off in Syria.
That's very true.
And you know what's funny is Putin used the same verbiage that we use. He's like, no, I'm there to fight terrorists.
You know what's even crazier about the proxy wars in Syria? How many Trump in Syria, a lot of people don't realize this, he actually was pretty proactive. It's about as proactive as you
very could. Very proactive.
Proactive as you could possibly be in a stance that you're fighting in a proxy war without actually putting like crazy amount of boots on the ground. We did have some boots on the ground in Syria, but it wasn't like an actual.
We were doing behind the scenes
to support our side. There you go. But he was actually doing stuff really proactive and got rid of a lot of shitheads over there. And he actually killed another gentleman, Iran's Soleimani.
I've got pictures. Do you want to see dead pictures?
I've seen
him.
You sent them to me. I've seen Soleimani dead. It wasn't my choice. I just randomly get some text from Tardy. I'm like, oh, what's going on here? Is that Soleimani? Oh, wow. Soleimani. He is really jacked up. I don't have them on my phone anymore, but I'm sure those have circulated around certain communities quite a bit. I don't even know how he got them. I don't even want to ask. I don't know how. I don't even know if those are even public photos. I have no idea.
He's dead.
He is. Yeah, definitely. Yes.
He's dead.
What I said is like Trump did some good stuff. He did a lot of bad stuff, but Trump was so proactive when it came to actually squashing.
Yes.
Like shithead people in the world.
Doing shithead things.
Which is good. And now you have this that could kick off, and we could have, I'm not going to say we're going to have any type of issues, but Russia, a lot of people also don't realize this, but Russia actually does have their extremist side inside of their country who are like extremist.
Chechens.
Thank you. They still fight. Okay, so how do I want to put this? You'll see a Chechen in Afghanistan. You'll see a Chechen in Iraq. You'll see a Chechen in Africa. You'll see a Chechen in Syria. You'll see them everywhere. In Russia, I don't know how much they're actually having to fight Chechens in Russia themselves.
They do quite a bit of fighting.
But is it down in the southern, down near Turkmenistan and all that kind of area?
They do a lot of fighting with those guys because they're doing literal terrorist attacks. They're being proactive on them. Yeah,
they're being proactive on them. But no one even talks about it. And it doesn't really, it's not something that should be talked about. We should just be going after them in general. And we're so lucky here in America that we don't have to actually worry about that. And I always give the FBI and the CIA an immense amount of credit. I don't think people I find stuff on the shows constantly that stuff that the FBI has squashed and CIA has squashed. Like
right.
Crazy amount. Like it's giving me goosebumps thinking about it because there's so many planned attacks that I talk about. I have no idea how they found them.
Yeah,
I have our
intel
do.
Network.
Oh,
is
so good,
so vast,
so vast, so wild. So it has vast. Their fingers everywhere. Mm-hmm. It kind of blows my mind. Like they were finding people that were planning to do these bombings in other countries that were coming from America that were going to. I was like, how in the world did you find this person?
Right. So we.
They do. Really
I know how. I can't tell you.
I know, but I'm saying they do a phenomenal job at it.
No, they do a really good job, and our country is like just as Americans were blessed. You know, like if you find your way. If you find yourself in a bad spot in any country on earth, we have a way to get you out.
But be glad you're an American.
Be glad you're American.
Charles, what is going on with their life? You're sitting over there nodding. You're smiling. You must be happy.
He seems really entertained.
How many minutes deep are we on this, Sad? Oh,
what,
my.
What the fuck did we start off on with this?
So let's actually go backtrack real quick. So why did Biden allow it to collapse? What you were saying, he allowed it to collapse knowingly.
Right. Yes. He knowingly allowed it to collapse so China can go and start taking over because he's getting a second pocket line through China. And when you look at what China just did with Afghanistan, right? Strategic location, everything
Joe
we just talked
about.
We're talking about Joe. That you money, think, come you on. Think, you know, you honestly mean to tell me, do you honestly mean to tell me that Hunter Biden is spending all of his fucking money on crystal meth?
Do you really think that Joe Biden would be able to hide money that he received from a different government 3. Like, do you really think that's a thing he'd be able to do?
Yes. Well, do you really think that multimillionaires would be able to fly out to a private island and sleep with 13-year-old girls that got picked up?
Okay, that did happen. You're right.
So believe me, there's ways of hiding money. I mean, when you look at like our politicians in the country, right, and look at their net worth when they go into office versus when they're exiting, and it's all legal ways that this money is coming through and to them. God, they're filtering it just like the fucking mob, just like anybody else. They wash their fucking money, and that's it.
Yeah, think about Nancy Pelosi and Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is the guy that's always screaming communism from the rooftop and whatever, whatever.
He's but rich. He's
super rich. He has like 3 homes or something. Lake houses. Like,
right. Nancy I don't Pelosi see him giving just, his third house away to help the homeless.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi just bought like over a $2 million home in Florida. And you're like, oh. She's done that, by the way, in 8 months.
Right. Speeches. I mean, you get money for doing stupid shit, right?
Oh, God.
Like, if you want to go give a speech somewhere, all right, well, you're going to pay me $500,000 just to travel, and then you're going to give me another $300,000 per hour, and I'm going to speak for 5 hours. That's where that money comes from. People think that it's going to come through like, oh, you're going to be able to see it coming from a bank account from one account to another. That's not how it works, right? That's why art's a big thing, right?
Oh, God, don't even get started on the whole art thing.
So that's where these things come from, God. Is people pay money for stuff. It's legal. That's how they get away with it. And good luck proving that a phone conversation took place, that is why that money was given to them. Nobody wants to hear fucking Joe Biden ramble on for 5 fucking hours. You know what I'm saying? Or Obama ramble on for 5 hours. Like, I don't want to fucking hear that shit. Or Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton's like the fucking worst with these speeches. She's the fucking worst. Who wants to hear that bitch talk for fucking 5 hours?
You know what is kind of funny about Hillary Clinton, though, is whenever she lost to Donald Trump, when she was doing a book signing, she had her table made as the Oval Office table.
Surprise.
That was real. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate everything you've done.
I appreciate you.
I'm out of water. I've got to go use the restroom. It's already noon.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I hope you guys enjoy this podcast over here. I know that these last three really kind of ran into each other. Or I guess they're random. I have no idea. But anyway, I do love you guys. Thank you so much. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Good. Man, I wish it was close. We could do these.